people often make things difficult for themselves as well. The greatest problem everybody has is in dealing with their own ideas, their own emotions, their own behavior, their own problems. There are many people. Doctors can famously solve everybody's health problems except their own, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We can always find people who are worse than us, though.
Yeah.
The secret is to find people who are better than us and to learn from them, rather than those who have less than us and maybe we don't want to copy so much their lifestyles or their habits. So it's definitely, one of the secrets to progress is cutting the ties that hold us back so that we can achieve the things that we need to achieve. Life constantly gives us these difficult issues to deal with. I understand your position. I think I understand your position. I think it's something that people work at for their whole life. I think if any project that you stop becomes unsuccessful, any project that you continue doing has a possibility of success. So to have any possibility of success, you have to keep moving and keep going forward. And as you said already, things can change in a second. So you never know how close you are to success. There's a famous cartoon picture of a little man underground, cutting the rocks, mining, looking for gold, and he stops like 2 centimeters before finding the gold. Right? There's a famous picture that you never know what's behind the next door or what is going to happen exactly the next day. So you never really know. Even the effect that people have after they're dead, right?
Mm.
Who would have thought that, I don't know, it's Pablo Picasso, he's dead, but he still affects the world. People still study him. Henry Ford of the Ford Motor Car, he's dead, but his car is still... people still drive his cars. Steve Jobs and Apple. So many people affect the world greatly, but not in their lifetime. So, Jesus Christ, going back in time, that's a classic example, right? So all of these people affected the world more after their lifetime than in their lifetime. And so I think that's the way to look at it. The way to look at it is to realize that everyone's looking for results here and now and today, but you don't know, right? You write a book, you don't know who's going to read the book. You don't know who's going to be inspired by the book. You don't know at which point things are going to change. So my perspective is to try as much as possible to keep going forward. And forward means learning. It means trying new things, trying different things. It means reorganizing. I am, in the last week, I have completely reorganized all my email systems and marketing, and I'm now setting up a completely new system. So it's...
Yesterday I read your last mail.
It's interesting. I think that I had certain personal agendas that I wanted to achieve. I wanted to see what I could do. I wanted to see what was possible. And I discovered some things. I discovered some things positive, some things negative. The positive things I discovered were that I liked and enjoyed writing. And I could very much, I could sit down all day and write all day and have no problem and have lots of ideas. And that is that's interesting. I didn't know if I could do that, and so I can do that. So that I learned that about myself. I also learned that I need to work a lot on so much more that I need to learn in terms of marketing my business and how to connect with people. And when you I'm the kind of person that when I know that something works, I'm really not interested in it anymore. It's like, okay, I know that. That's great. Let's go on to something else now. So I wanted to expand my writing, and I didn't know where that was going to go, and I had to stop it because it could consume everything, right? I could just stop everything and sit down and start writing and not stop, and that would be not that would not be good because I have to do other things, and I can't get paid for my writing at the moment. But it all connects together with focus. What do I need to focus on? What are the key things that will help me take steps forward? And I have these three streams. One is language work, one is parenting, and the other one is life skills and personal development. And I want to keep all of these channels open. And
It's difficult a bit, but you know how to
yeah,
do
I
it.
spent a long time today on the internet looking at and researching different resources and sources about creating information online, for example, podcasts on language and learning. And well, here's one of the problems. And what I discovered is that there is already too much content. There's no space for anything new. There's already too much. There are, there's something like 500,000 podcasts produced every week in the world. And there's something close to over 5,000 different, at least 5,000 different YouTube channels providing free language education for people. And they're good. Some of them are great, actually. And they're much better than anything that I could do. And so what that tells me is that there's a market, but I think it's saturated now. I don't think there's any space for anything new there. I think that and I spent today like watching a couple of videos and listening to a couple of podcasts by teachers, and it was all good. It was all really good. No, that's nice. That's good, and I like that. And so I've been looking at how do I provide trying to work out how do I provide value. And I know the way to provide value is to connect with people in real time, live, not just with one person across the internet, but live time with everybody. The only and I can set that up, and I can deliver that. I'm already able to do live broadcasts on YouTube and live broadcasts on Facebook and on other platforms. The problem, so I have this system for delivery. The only problem is I'm not exactly sure in languages what I want to deliver to people because all of the grammar lessons already exist. There's nothing new. There's nothing that I can do that basically nobody else has done before. And that's not interesting for me. It's probably not interesting for other people as well. Because, like you said, if the teacher is not motivated, the students are not going to be motivated. So if the teacher is not interested, the people on the other side are not going to be interested. And so when you're an entrepreneur and you're selling yourself, you have to be interested in what you're doing. When someone else pays you and it doesn't really matter, you know, you can be house, you can be 50-50, right? But when you're an entrepreneur, you have to be, you know, you're in the deep end of the water and you have to swim. The world is full of crazy ideas and crazy people who want to work with those ideas. So there's no reason why anything cannot be a success in the world. There's I don't know how many, like there's just almost 10 billion people on the planet, right? That there's a market for something somewhere. if you've got an idea, right? Look, here's a little clip for holding things. Somebody made this somewhere. Some company produced this, and they probably make a profit from producing these things. So, you know, some people make teacups and sell them, right? And some people buy and collect teacups. So, there's a market for that. So, everything from clothes to computers, there's a market for those things. So, there's no reason why anything can't be successful. And, you know, the selling Earth in a can, yes, that's a really crazy idea, but, you know, people with money want to do that. The world is not the world is often not a logical place, you know. Go to any pub, club, or bar, and you will see 100 examples of things not logical, right?